Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's bring in Katie Weiss and get the latest on those fugitive inmates. This is, what, day six, Katie?
Hi, good morning. It's actually now day seven into the manhunt, and there are still five fugitives at large on the run. And so it's very much an active search for about 200 officers who are combing both the state and far across state lines into other states as well.
Well, this manhunt now, I mean, as the further along you get, we know from these types of things in the past, the footprint really expands. You're talking about multiple states. What are they saying in terms of where they think these five might be, whether that's together or all in different directions?
It's a good question. They could be anywhere. Investigators have been very close to the breast when it comes to giving information about, you know, where they're looking for these guys. They don't want to give the bad guys any ideas or help them at all. However, we were able to get a behind-the-scenes look at some facial recognition technology that's being used. There's a network of thousands of cameras in cities from coast to coast that authorities are tapping into as part of this manhunt. And that software actually has already led to the arrest of two fugitives that were first spotted just 10 hours after they escaped on none other than Bourbon Street. So gives you an idea of where they wanted to go first. Also, one of the inmates who was arrested just 2 days ago, he was found right here in New Orleans. Even though he had a 5-day start, he really didn't go far.
And what are they saying about people who may have been assisting the fugitives?
Well, that's another big development that just happened yesterday. So far, there have been three accomplices that have been arrested in this case. Two of them are people who allegedly helped the inmates after they escaped. One person is accused of actually bringing an inmate food while he was in hiding at a friend's or family's house. And another person is accused of driving a couple of the inmates around town shortly after they escaped as well. Presumably, that's another way that the AI cameras were helpful in spotting some of that as well. But one of the other alleged accomplices is actually someone who works at the jail. He's a jail plumber. His name is Sterling Williams, 33-year-old man. I'm told he's single, doesn't have any kids, but he's worked at the facility for 5 years now, has never had any complaints, according to his attorney. While prosecutors say that he actually made it easier for the men to escape out of the prison by turning off the water supply so they could rip a toilet out of the wall to then crawl through a hole behind it to escape. Williams' attorney says there's a much different story, that actually a guard at the facility ordered Williams to turn off the water and go fix the toilet after someone, an inmate, reported it clogged.
Interesting. All right. Did I hear he was single, too? Ladies.
Yeah.
No. Katie, thank you. Katie Weiss joining us live from New Orleans this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.